Let us contemplate three facts. First of all, this is an election year. Second, inflation harms most those constituencies most likely to stray from their Democratic roots. Third, voters make up their minds late in the summer before November, and many vote early. Democrats risk losing key constituencies because many loyalists may well be alienated by the inflation they blame on Biden. Many Black and Hispanic voters chafe under inflation. Seniors and welfare recipients live on a fixed income. Younger voters are just entering the economy. Inflation erodes the stability so desperately needed. For some of these folks, the porous border seems to encourage, quote-unquote, those people to come after, quote-unquote, our jobs. The president actually heightens anxiety by claiming that the inflation problem is solved. Inflation is cumulative. It accumulates. Prices have not fallen. They are just rising at a slower rate. The folks just identified cannot keep up. The Wall Street Journal found that the average hourly wage increase exceeded the cost of living by just 7 cents last year. Inflation, then, is still a problem. It is especially painful for those constituencies most vulnerable for Democrats this fall. I'm Bob Evans, and that is my perspective.